There are roughly 55,000 computer viruses lurking somewhere. Many have been defeated by programmers and no longer can harm computers that have been properly protected. But before a virus is disabled, these rogue programs do a lot of damage. Some programmers say there has to be a way to respond more quickly to viruses. NPR's Larry Abramson visited an antivirus research center where there's hope of developing a kind of computer immune system.
A computer virus can make your trusty machine sick as a dog, wiping out all your information, and then it can spread to other computers with amazing speed. That's why most users stay about as far from a virus as they possibly can, except for Carrie Nechenberg. As a researcher at the Symantec Antivirus Research Center in Santa Monica, California, Nechenberg actually collects these things.
You want to see the world's largest repository of viruses, or one of them. This box right here, and probably backed up on some other machines, actually stores all of our virus samples. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of different distinct samples comprising about 55,000 different virus strains that we know about.
The computer Nechenberg is pointing to is sort of the Alcatraz of the virus world. It contains some of the nastiest pieces of code ever cooked up. Viruses like Melissa and Love Letter, which have crippled computers all over the world over the past couple years. Symantec stores these viruses in digital holding pens so the company can test new versions of its antivirus software. Carrie Nechenberg has his own personal collection of viruses on the computer back in his office. If you climb past the bicycle he has parked near the door, you can get a glimpse of what a virus looks like.
Antivirus software detected it. Let's turn the antivirus software off for a second.
Nechenberg first has to shut off the antivirus software in his computer before he can dissect this virus sample. He looks at the instructions, the anatomy of the virus, and quickly identifies a suspicious command. It's a clear tip-off this is no ordinary program.
The computer virus inserts itself at the top of the instruction list and says, hey, go to my instruction 512, and do my things first, and then we'll do the program that we attached onto next. So that's the way they attach. So if you look at the file here, here are the instructions of the virus.
When Symantec software senses one of these rogue instructions on a machine, the software might be able to say, aha, a virus, and it can wipe the virus out on its own. But if it doesn't know what to do, it might call for help from the mothership here in Santa Monica. Nechenberg takes me to another room that serves as the 911 center for virus alerts.
This is our scan and deliver system. This is, if you will, our first version, first generation digital immune system. And its responsibility is automatically analyzing, filtering, replicating, and prioritizing samples.
Symantec workers can often figure out how to disable a virus in minutes and will send the cure via the internet to the infected computer. To do this kind of analysis, Symantec and other virus companies have to handle some dangerous computer code. These programs must be examined on a computer that's quarantined. That protects other computers from infection, but Symantec also has to protect the machine doing the analysis so it doesn't get sick. To do that, Carrie Nechenberg allows the virus to run in what he calls a sandbox.
A sandbox means that the virus is able to play around. It believes it's in a full Windows environment, for instance, on a Windows PC, but that Windows PC is really simulated on a computer. And the virus can trash that Windows machine. It can try to format the hard drive or delete all the files, but the point is that it's doing so to a virtual copy of the real thing.
This whole process can take minutes or weeks. Nechenberg says the Love Letter virus was a piece of cake to crack, but thanks to email, the bug spread ferociously before it could be slain.
It was pervasive. It just spread so rapidly that today our ability to deliver fingerprints to the world is slower than these things can spread.
After a virus attack like the Love Letter, virus companies often engage in bragging matches, boasting about who came up with a cure the fastest. But they know that preventing the virus from taking hold in the first place would be much, much better. That's why Nechenberg is working on ways to inoculate computers so machines can stave off infection before damage is done.
So the notion is that we want to find something foreign on the computer, something which looks malicious, something which is definitely not part of the computer, which may be causing problems. We want to isolate that, send that up to a central immune system that can analyze that threat, determine if it's foreign, determine if it's bad, and then create an antibody for it, if you will, and then deploy those antibodies throughout the world to all the computers, workstations, desktops, servers around the world.
There is as much science as art here. Virus researchers have to sense infection before it happens.
The idea is to be able to notice immediately when a system is under attack and to respond quickly enough to be able to prevent damage, serious damage from occurring.
Stephanie Forrest is a professor at the University of New Mexico. Forrest is basically trying to monitor the vital signs of a computer so that software could respond the moment something weird pops up. It would be like rallying your body's defenses the moment a cold germ enters your nose. Forrest says the challenge is not to overreact and accidentally kill the patient, but to prevent her system from shutting the computer down unnecessarily, Forrest uses a measured response. Here again, she takes her cue from human biology.
The immune system works by killing single cells, and therefore it can afford to make a few mistakes when it takes these actions. If we make a mistake and slow a program down mistakenly, if we just see a few anomalies, we'll slow the program down a little bit, and that would probably not even be noticed by the user.
These strategies will need to be very sensitive before antivirus companies can claim they've created a real immune system. And that day may never come because computer virologists face a challenge that medical researchers do not. They must reckon with the steady supply of virus writers who keep coming up with new ways to attack your computer. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Santa Monica, California.